The number one factor affecting Vincentian and Caribbean society is the absence of fathers in the lives of our children. And I was in Africa end of July, August into October in Kenya, Uganda, and South Africa. And I was intrigued by the fact that the number one problem that they face is fatherlessness. You have a lot of black African children growing up without fathers, and we have the same thing, perhaps for a different explanation, you know, rooted in slavery and the distancing of men from the home. Deliberate and intentional policy of plantation owners and slave masters to keep men from the home. And so we have our boys and our girls growing up with the influence of their fathers for the most part. And so there's a father hunger. And so a lot of the wildness that we see, but it has to be directed in the proper channels. Boys are looking for leadership. Men are looking for leadership and they're looking for male leadership. This is something women need to hear, that the average man wants a man to lead him. It's part of the adventurous, intrinsic nature of a man. It's probably why the mythical Robin Hood was so popular, because he led a group of men to do things that men would want to do. So boys are looking for leadership, and many of the gang leaders become fathers. Interesting, they refer to them as godfathers. That's the word that the mafia uses of their gang leaders. They call them godfathers. They're anything but godfathers. They're not godly at all. They're quite evil.